Good morning. This is part one of the autumn leaves. Autumn leaves are really prettier than in central Otago at this time of year. A gold and red kaleidoscope opens up before your eyes as you descend into the valleys closely guarded by the added beauty of soaring mountain ranges and journey through New Zealand's third largest local government region. The days of autumn mark the closing of our summer months, and the varying shades of the leaves affirm your gratefulness for all that we have been given to care for. Naturally, with autumn come the beginning of the chilly nights, but these can be excused when those same chilly nights are followed by such glorious, peaceful days of warm breezes and the end of the summer sun. There is so much to see in central Otago. There's so much to experience as well. While the farms and vineyards provide the world outside the basin with much needed nourishment, there are also historic spots and dams, orchards, vineyards, and the remains and preserves of earlier gold and quartz mining days. Glaring white cliffs complement the autumn colours until you turn your attention to 1930s architecture, or take part in the Scottish ice sport of curling on a full indoor rink. Enjoy the charming old-fashioned shopping in many of the towns en route. If only a weekend escape is on your mind, then the autumn leaves of central Otago would be a grand place to start. Have you ever wanted to wander around a gold mining town? Bannockburn is such a place, a wee bit down the road from Cromwell. 1862 saw miners moving upstream from the calamities of rising rivers in the lower regions, and these are the very same pioneers who settled in Bannockburn. The population was a transient one, with towns of the day shifting with the miners as they followed their dreams further and further up the creeks. Look, thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. This is Debbie Nicholson, and you can listen to part two tomorrow.